We're picking up on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. In the middle of the page, the top two dots on the page, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah: "Hey, Dvarim Iru Es Avosina B'Shivas Tavratamos." That five tragic events occurred on Shivas Tavratamos. We're now going to figure out how we know these five events occurred on Shivas Tavratamos. Nishtabru Haluchos. First of all, the Luchos were broken. The first set of Luchos. Menalan. From where do you know this happened on Shivas Tavratamos? Tisana, we learned in a Braisa, B'shisha l'chodesh nitnu aseres ha-dibros li-Yisrael. Tanakama says that the aseres ha-dibros, Ma'amad Harsina, occurred on the 6th of Sivan. R'yosi omer b'shivavo. R'yosi says that it occurred on the 7th of Sivan. Manda omer b'shisha ninu b'shiva Allah. The one who says that it happened on the 6th of Sivan, so the aseres ha-dibros were given on the 6th, but then Moshe went up on the 7th for the first 40 days. Mandamar Vishiva, and the one who says that the Aseres HaDibros were given on the 7th, Vishiva Nitnu, Vishiva Allah Moshe. The 7th he received the Aseres HaDibros, and he went up that same day for 40 days. The Chsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi'i, that Hashem called out to Moshe on the 7th day, Uksiv Yeva Moshe B'Sochanan Vaya'al El Hahar, that Moshe went into the cloud, went up on the mountain, Vayi Moshe B'har Arba Yimim V'Arba Yim Laila, and Moshe was there for 40 days. So you see that everyone agrees he went up on the 7th day, which the Gemara understands that to mean the 7th day of Sivan. Then he was there for 40 days. The Gemara counts the days. Esrim v'arba de Sivan. There are 24 days remaining of Sivan, if he went up on the 7th, including the 7th day. V'shitzar de Tammuz, and then 16 days of Tammuz. Maluhu arbayim b'shivsar de Tammuz. So then it comes out that the 40 days are complete with the 17th of Tammuz. I'm sorry, on the 16th of Tammuz, and v'shivsar b'tammuz nachas, and then he went down on the 17th after he had been up for a full 40 days. Also v'tavrinu l'luchos, and then he came down and he broke the luchos. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'yik asher karav el ha-machaneh, when he got close to the camp, v'yaris ha-egel, he saw the golden calf, v'yishlach miyadav es ha-luchos, v'yishabro samtach zahar, he threw the luchos from his hands and he broke it beneath the mountain. Let's see Rashi on that. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'Shiva, in the middle of Rashi, Rabbi Yossi says it occurred on the 7th of Sivan. V'tamayu mikra m'sach Shabbos perek Rabbi Akiva. The reasons for these opinions are based on different psukim, as the Gemara in m'sach Shabbos explains. B'Shiva ala Moshe, on the 7th he went up, l'kabel haluchos, to receive the luchos, klomar. Vadei lekaman the palig Allah. No one argues that he went up on the 7th, masisan. On our Mishnah, Diktani de Biyudzaim Batamas in Shtabru Haluchos, because our Mishnah, which everyone agrees to, says the Luchos were broken on the 17th. Machlal de Kulhu Svir Luhu de Beshiva Allah. So then you have to say that everyone agrees he went up on the 7th so that the 40 day count will work out. Vlavni Karnafulan, but we don't really know that from a Pasuk, even though the Gemara quotes a Pasuk that says he went up on the 7th day. De Beshiva Allah, because the Pasuk says which he went up on the 7th, the high of this Dechsiv. Vayishkon kvod Hashem al har Sinai vayichaseu ha'anan sheshes yamin vayikra mal Hashem b'yom ha'shvi'i, because this passage which says that Hashem rested, his glory went on the mountain and was there for 6 days and called Moshe the 7th, ikaman adarshle m'sechas yuma ki achar matan Torah havu. There's some opinions in m'sechas yuma which says that this passage is describing what happened after matan Torah, so it's not really clear what this passage is referring to, whether it means the 7th of Sivan beforehand or it means after matan Torah. So the Gemara just means that we know everyone agrees to it, and the Gemara attaches it to this pasuk, but not that the pasuk is actually a proof. Mishiva v'sivan ad yudzayin b'tamuz ika mem yom, from the 7th of Sivan until the 17th of Tammuz, or 40 days. Chavdal d'sivan shumali, 24 days in Sivan, because Sivan is a mali month, or 30 days. V'yidvav d'tamuz, and then 16 days of Tammuz, harim mem yom, shaman Moshe b'har, those are the 40 days Moshe was on the mountain. Okay, back into the Gemara. The second event of Shivas Tavratamos was Batul HaTamid, that the daily Karban Tamid was stopped. The Gemara says, what's the source of that? Gemara, it's a tradition, there's no proof from Psukim, it is simply a tradition. Continuing, Hufka Ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim was breached before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the walls were breached, the enemies got in. B'Yud Zayin Havu, was it really on the 17th, the Gemara asks? Like Sifat Pasuk says, B'Chodesh HaRevi'i, B'tisha L'Chodesh, V'Yechazek HaRav B'Yir, that was in the 4th month, meaning in Tammuz, on the 9th day of the month, that the famine in the city was getting very strong. Yuxiv Basrein, it says right after that, V'Tiva Kahayir, that the city was penetrated. So you see, it was penetrated on the 9th day of Tammuz, not the 17th. Amar Rava answered, Lokasha Kam Rishona Kam Mishni, it's not a difficulty the pasuk is talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, and our Mishnah, which says the 17th, is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. Desanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rishonu Hufka Eir B'Tisha B'Tamuz U'B'Shniya B'Shivaser Bo, in the first Beis HaMikdash, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the city was penetrated on the 9th, and the second, it was on the 17th. Continuing, Saraf Apustimus Es HaTorah, Apustimus burned the Torah. Again, Gemara, it's a tradition that occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. There is no proof from Psukim. Let's see Rashi on that. Gemara, Kach Kibalnu Me'Avoseinu, that is our tradition from our fathers. Okay, back into the Gemara. Hamid Selam Behechel, that an idol was set up in the base of Migdash. That occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. From Minalan, from where do we know that? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ube'esu Sarah Tamid, that the day that the Tamid offering is removed, is stopped, Laseh Shikut Shomim, and when the mute idol is placed there. So you see that the idol is set up the same day that the Tamid was stopped, and that day is Shivasar B'Tammuz. The Gemara says, V'chad Habu, is it true that there's only one idol, as the previous Pasuk implied, that there's one Shikutz? Laksiv, the Pasuk says, V'al Kanaf Shikutzi Mishomim, then in the heights, there will be many, plural, Shikutzim idols, which are mute. So was there one, or were there two idols? Amar Rava, Treyahav, Rava answers there really were two. V'nafal Chad Al-Chavri, but one idol fell on top of the other idol. V'tavar Le'liyadeh, and it broke the hand of the second idol. V'shtakach Taviksev, and it was found that it was written on the first idol. An Tzavis L'chiruvei Beitza, you wanted to destroy this house. Yadcha Ashlimas Le'i, I will repay your hand, meaning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, Umeisu Sarah Tamid Laseh Shikutz Shomim, when the Tamid is removed, there will be an idol placed. Debeishu Husar V'nisbatul HaTamid Bosa Yom Nasan Shikutz Shomim Dehainu Humad Salam Ehechol. Again, like we explained, the day that the carbon Tamid was bottled, that was the day they set up the idol. Hachi Garcina V'aksiv Al-Kanaf Shikutzim. Klomar Haksiv Krab Achrina, there's another pasuk, the Chsiv Bay, which is written Shikutzim, the Mashra Tre, which implies there were at least two idols. Trey Havu, Rava says there were two. Shamina Menashe Behechel, Menashe set up. The evil king Menashe set up two idols in the base of Megdosh. Benafel Chadal Chavre, the Kate Liade, one fell on the other and broke its hand. Vanikta Loka Chashiv, and therefore the one that was broken is not counted in the first pasuk. Behind the Chsiv Shikutzichad, that's why the first pasuk says there was only one idol, because there is only one complete idol. Ishtach Tichsiv Alahutzam Hachi, it was found on the idol written as follows, An Savis, Achruvi Beisav V'yadach Ashlimus Lei, Hatzelam Omer L'chavero, one idol, so to speak, was saying to its other idol, its friend, At Ratzisa L'achruv Beisav Shel Makum, you wanted to destroy the house of Hashem, Sheitisa Yisrael Acharecha, that you're causing Yisrael to be swayed after you, V'ani asisi v'cha nekama, and I'm taking revenge against you, v'shilatimti l'cha yadi, and I'm repaying your hand to Hashem. The rest of Rashi won't read, because it seems to be a mistake and doesn't really make sense. Fine. Back into the Gemara. B'tisha ba'av nigzar al avoseinu shlo yichnesu la'aretz, that it was decreed on Tisha B'av that the Jews would not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So now we're moving on to the events of Tisha B'Av, and we're going to list the events of Tisha B'Av and the sources of how we know that they occurred on Tisha B'Av. Minalan, how do we know this? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayi b'chodesh arishon b'shana hashinis b'echad l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. The Pasuk says that on the first of the first month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the second year, the Mishkan was set up in the Midbar, the second year of being in the desert. Va'amar mar, and it was taught, Shana Rishona Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan. In the first year, Moshe made the Mishkan. Shnia Heike Moshe Asa Mishkan. In the second year, in the Midbar, Moshe set up the Mishkan. V'shilach Meraglim, and sent away the spies. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'hi Bashana Hashinis, B'chodesh Hashini, Besrim B'chodesh, Na'le Ha'anan Me'al HaMishkan Haidus. Then in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day, so that's the 20th of Iyar, the cloud went up for the Mishkan, which told the Jews to travel. And it says that at that point they traveled away from Har Sinai 3 days. So now we're up to the 23rd of ER. Amar Rechama Barachanina, parenthetically, Rechama taught, Osayom Saru Me'achar Yashem, that on that day, as soon as we were leaving Har Sinai, the Jews were already, so to speak, turning away from Hashem. We'll see in Rashi what that means in a second. Uksiv, and another the next pasuk says, or a later pasuk says, V'ha safsuf asher b'chirbo hisavu taiva v'yashuvu v'yivku gam b'nei Yisrael, that the asafsuf, the mixture of not nice people, had this desire, and all the b'nei Yisrael began to cry. Uksiv v'chodeshamim, and it says that they were there for 30 days, or a month of days, which Rashi is going to explain means 29 days, because a Hebrew month contains 29 days. So 29 days from the 23rd of Iyar, Dehavilu Esrim Retartin B'Sivan, that takes us to the 22nd day of Sivan. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Batisager Miriam Shivas Yamim, that after Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, she was set aside, and the Machna waited for 7 days. The Havalu Esrim, the Tisha B'Sivan. So that takes us to the 29th of Sivan, Uksiv. And then the pasuk says, Shalach Lecha Anashim, go send spies. V'Tanei B'Esrim, Tisha B'Sivan, Shalach, Moshe Maraglim. And it was taught that it was on that day, on the 29th of Sivan, that Moshe sent the spies. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, V'Yishuvu Mitor Ha'aretz Miketz Arba'im Yom, that the spies returned after spying out the land for 40 days. So 40 days from the 29th of Sivan, Hani Arba'im Yom gets you to Tisha B'Av, or really the day before Tisha B'Av, on the 8th of Av. The Gemara says, actually, that's not 40. Hani Arba'im Yom Nachi Chadahav. That's actually 40 minus 1. I mean, that's actually only 39 days. Amar Abayev, I answered, Tammuz Dahishasa Miluye Miluha. That Tammuz of that year, in the year in the Midbar, was full and was 30 days, not just 29 days. And therefore, that adds another day, and therefore, it turns out it was 40 days. It was, in fact, that 40 days landed out Erev Tisha B'Av. How does he know that there was a second day of Rosh Chodesh, that Tammuz was full? Because the pasuk says, Kara Eilai Moed Lishbor Bachuri, that Hashem declared a holiday in order to destroy my young men. So we darshan that to mean Hashem declared a holiday, meaning Rosh Chodesh, gave an extra day of Rosh Chodesh in order to set up Tisha B'Av. So that comes out to be on the 8th of Av at Uksiv, and then the pasuk says in Bamidbar Batisa Kol Ha'idah Va'inuas Kol Ha'ivku Ha'Balaylahu, that when they heard the bad report of the spies, all of Klal Yisrael began to cry. That was the 8th of Av going into the night, the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabba Rav Yochanan, Rabba said, Rav Yochanan, Tisha B'Av Oso Laila Leil Tisha B'Av Haya, that night was Tisha B'Av. Amar the Makadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem responded to the Jews, Atem B'chisim B'chiyah Shochinam, V'ani Kaveh Lachem B'chiyah Lidoros. You cried a cry for no reason, because Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful, wonderful land. There's nothing to cry about going into Eretz Yisrael. So since you cried, I'll set up this date to be a day that you will forever cry for good reason. And that was the beginning of Tisha B'Av. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'amri Rami Barchama Barchanina Oso Hayom. When they traveled Mehar from the mountain, we darshan that to mean Lashon Maher, that they ran away quickly. And that was their sin, they ran away from Har Sinai. Achshav, now we're going to go into the calculations. Achshav Kishet Titel Yutas Yomim Mechodesh Iyar, when you take away 19 days from Iyar, Kodem Elias Ha'anan, before the cloud went up, Pashu Lehu Yud, and so then there are 10 days left in Iyar, V'hanu Yud Havu Bein Derech Shoshes Yamim V'zayin Dasgars Miriam. Those 10 days were taken up by the 3 days of traveling, as Pasuk said, and the 7 days of Miriam being set aside. The Chodesh Shachavtas Yamim, and then the month, which means 29 days, Shachlu Basar, that they ate the meat, the Asafsuf, Havu Lamitas, so that comes out to be 39 days. V'hashi Shtachach, the Moshe Shalach Meraglim, Mechavtas Sivan. So that comes out then that Moshe sent away the spies on the 29th of Sivan. Then if you add 40 days, you get to be Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hani Arbaim Nachichada. That's not 40, that's 40 minus 1, meaning only 39. Beis Mi Sivan, 2 from the end of Sivan, meaning days 29 and 30 of Sivan. B'Chav Des Mei Tammuz, 29 days of Tammuz. Havu Lamed Aleph, that's 31. The Ches Mei Av, an 8 of Av. Havu Lamed Tes, that's only 29. So we answer that no, Tammuz had 30 days, bringing the total up to 40. Okay, back into the Gemara. Second medium-wide line, the end of the line, Charav Habayis Barishona. The first face of Migdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The pasuk says, "Ubachodesh haChamishi b'Shiva laChodesh, he shnas shasrei shana malchim v'uchan netzer melech b'avel." That on the in the fifth month, meaning of, in the seventh of the month, 19 years into the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Ba Nebuzarad and Rab Tavachim Eved Melech Bavel Yishlaim Vayisrof Beis Hashem. Nebuzaradan, the head slaughterer, the servant of the king of Babel, came to Yishlaim and burned the Beit Hamikdash. Uksiv, but another pasuk says, "Ubachodesh haChamishi beAsur laChodesh Hishnas Tisha Sreishana laMelech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Ba Nebuzaradan Rab Tavachim Amad Lifnei Melech Bavel Yishlaim." Another pasuk says that the Nebuzaradan only came to Yishlaim on the 10th of Av. V'tani, we learned in a brayza. Yevshur lomar b'shiva. We can't say that the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed on the 7th. Shrei kfar nemar b'asur, because the next pasuk says it was the 10th. Yevshur lomar b'asur, and you can't say it was on the 10th. Shrei kfar nemar b'shiva. It already says it was the 7th. Hakei said, how do we resolve this contradiction? B'shiva nichnesu nachrim leheichal. On the 7th day, the non-Jews entered the Beit Hamikdash. Va'achlu v'kil kelubo, and they ate and defiled it. Shvi shmini udshi, on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Samach and then Utshi, Samacha Chashecha, then on the 9th, close to evening, he titsubo saor, they lit the fire, vayadulik v'holech kol hayom kulo, and then it burned the entire next day. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, oilanu kifana hayom, woe to us that the day is going away, kiyintu tzali erev, the shadows of the evening are coming. And from there we see, we darshan that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed late in the day, in the late afternoon, the evening of Tisha B'Av. Behind it, Amar Rav Yochanan, and this is what Rav Yochanan said: "El Mali Haisi Bosador. If I was there at that generation, Lo Kavativ Ela Baasiri, I would have declared the fast not to be on the 9th of Av, but on the 10th of Av. Mivnei Shirubo Shalheichal Bonisrif, because the majority of the base of Migdash was burned not on the 9th, but on the 10th, because it was lit at the very end of the 9th. For Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who did establish it to be on the 9th of Av, Aschad the Poranusa Adifa, the beginning of the calamity is more important, and therefore the fast is set on the 9th of Av when the Beis Hamikdash began to be burned. Uveshniya, and how do I know that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on the 9th of Av? Minalan, Disanik, because we learned in a brisa, Magaglan Zuchus Liom Zakai, V'chov Liom Chayev, that we good things occur in good days, and bad things occur in bad days. And therefore, just as the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av, so too the second base of Migdash. Let's keep going. Amru, the rabbi said, Kishachar base of Migdash Barishona, when the first base of Migdash was destroyed, Oso Ayom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, that day was Erev Tisha B'Av. Here the commentators explain Erev Tisha B'Av must mean, like I said above, the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, not the evening before Tisha B'Av, but the afternoon late in the day of Tisha B'Av. Umotze Shabbat Haya, it was on Sunday. Umotze Shviyat Haya, it was the year after Shemitah year, year one in the cycle. Umishmarta shel Yehoyariv Haisa, it was in the Mishmar of the family of Yehoyariv to work in the Beis HaMikdash during their week. V'halevim hayomrim shira, and the Levim were singing the song. V'omdin aduchnam, they're standing on the platform. U'mashir hayomrim, what song were they singing? They were singing V'yashav aleihem es onam, that Hashem will return their violence to them. U'barasam yasmi seim, and in their wickedness he will cut them off. The Levim did not have the chance to finish singing the pasuk of Hashem will cut you off. Ad shebo nachrim v'kavshim, until the non-Jews entered and conquered the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein v'shni, and similarly, it was Tisha B'Av when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Let's see Rashi on that. V'chov al yedei chayev, hainu Tisha B'Av, the bad day of Tisha B'Av, z'ragin lios boros, that is usual for the bad things to occur on Tisha B'Av. Hachi garsinu magazlan z'chos al yedei zakai, again we cause good things to happen to a good day. Motzei Shabbos, Yom Rishon was Sunday. Motzei Shvius, Shminis, it was the 8th year of the 7-year cycle, meaning year number 1. Duchen, Makom Asui Kain Itztaba, Valav, Levim Omdim L'Shorer. It's a place made sort of like a platform that the Levim would stand and sing on it. And what were they singing? Vayashav Aleim Asa'onam, Hashem will return their violence to them. Uvurasam Yatsmi Seim Hashem Elokeinu. And in their wickedness, Hashem will cut them off. Hashem or God will cut them off. The Mizmor Kel Nekamos Hashem. This is in the Perek of Tehillim that begins Kel Nekamos Hashem. V'hu Shir Shal Yom Ravi, and that is really the song of Wednesday. V'hai Da'amri Levi Yom Rishon. The reason why they are saying on Sunday was Elia Ba'alma Hu Denafu B'Tumayu. It was a lamentation. It was a crying out that just fell in their mouths. It was just natural, and that's what they said. Kind of Marina Be'erichin, as we learned in the Gemara in Erichin, Pirish Elia Kina. The word Elia means a dirge or a lamentation. Shechein Targum Yonasa Menuziel, that's how the Unklus explains, translates Sa Kina, that you should, declare a Kina, Tol Elia. So you see, Elia means a Kina, a lamentation. Ukumo Eli Kibisula Chagura Sak, the way Al Bal Nureha, the way that a young widow cries out over her husband. Shpirshu Konani Ubachid, crying out and crying. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. Nilkada Beitar, the city of Beitar is captured. How do you know that happened on Tisha B'Av? Gemara, again a tradition. Nechrasha Ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Kishacharav Turnus Rufus Harasha Sahechel, when Turnus Rufus destroyed the base of Megdash. Nigzer Ogzera al Rabban Gamliel, Lahariga. So a decree was made that Rabban Gamliel would be executed. Ba Edon Echad Va'aman Base Medrash. So a certain Roman official went into the base of Medrash. Va'amar said, he said, Baal HaChotem Mispakesh, the one with a prominent nose is being sought after. Baal HaChotem Mispakesh. Shama Rabban Gamliel. Ramila heard this and understood that his life was a danger. Azul Tashim Nayu, he went and hid. Azul Lagabe Bitsina, so this Roman official then went privately in secret to Rabban Gamliel, who was hiding. Amrlan, the Roman official, said as follows. Imat Silnalach, Mai Sisli La'ama Da'ase. If I save you, will you bring me to Olam Haba? Amrlay, Hain, Rabban Gamliel said, yes, I'll bring you to Olam Haba. Amrlay, Ishtavali, he said, swear to me. Ishtavali, he swore to him. Salik Igra Nafal Imis. So this Roman official went up to the roof, he jumped off, and he died. Ugamiri and the Romans had a tradition. Tchigazri Gzerta Umis Chadminai, when they make a decree, and then one of their officials dies, Mavatli Ligzera Saihu. So then they cancel the decree. And therefore, they canceled the decree to kill Rabban Gamliel, and his life was saved. Yatza Baskel, a heavenly voice went out, but Amran said, Adon Zem Zuman Lachai Olam Haba. This Roman official is destined to go to Olam Haba. Let's keep going. Tanar Ban, the rabbis taught in Ebraisa. Mishacharav Habais, in the first base of Migdash, Brishona, when the first base of Migdash was destroyed, or being destroyed, Niskapsu Kitos Kitos Shopirche Kehuna. So groups of young Kohanim got together. Umaftechas Ahechel B'Yadon, they had the keys to the base of Migdash in their hands. Va'alu Lugaga Hechel, they went to the roof of the base of Megdash, Va'amru Lefanov, and they said in front of Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, Ho of the Zachina Lioskis Barmnim, since apparently we have not merited to be faithful guardians of the base of Megdash, you Maftechas Mesuros Lecha, the keys should be given back to you. Vizarkim Klapi Maila, they threw the keys towards Hashem, the Yatza came, Pisas Yad, and a miracle happened, and something that resembled the palm of a hand went out, the Kibalta Mehem, and accepted the keys. And they jumped and fell into the fire of the burning base of Megdash. And regarding them, Yishayahu the Navi laments, Masa Gei Chizayon, a vision of the Valley of Sin. Malacha Eifo, what has happened? Kielisa Kucha Legagos, you've all gone up to the roofs. Chuas Mlea Irhomia, the city that used to be full of commotion. Kirya Aliza, the city full of joy. Chalalech Lo Chalecherev, now your slain ones are not slain by the sword. V'lo Mesei Milchama, they're not people who have died from war. They've jumped into the fire themselves. Afakar Shbarchu Nemer, so too it says regarding Hashem, Mekar Kirkir Veshua El Hahar, that Hashem cries out and laments over the mountain, meaning over the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Nechor Shahayir, the city is plowed over. Kedachsev, the Pasuk says, Sion Sara Techaresh, that Zion will be plowed like a field. Shenechor Shakulav Nasis Kasecharesh will be plowed over, completely destroyed and made into a field. Baal Chotem, Baal Koma Vetzura, the person of great stature and form. Lishnachrina, it was a phrase that meant Gadol Hador. It was a way to hint to the Gadol Hador. Mispakesh, he is being sought after. Leharig, to be killed. Beremez Amar Le, the Roman official said it in a, through a hint, then explicitly, Shele Akiribu Anshe Hamelech, so that the other officials of the king, of the Roman Caesar, would not understand. Tasha, Nechba, Romilo went and hid. Kmo Tasha B'marasa, like the phrase in Shabbos of hiding in a cave. Alzuha Adonai to Rav Gamliel Betzina, the Roman official went to Rav Gamliel in secret. Umischad minayu, if one of them dies, meaning min hayoetzim, one of the advisors, ukasvurim shiura lahen alsha hiru ligzor. The Romans assumed that that occurred because they made a mistake by making such a decree, and therefore they would repeal the decree. Gei chizayon, a vision of the valley. Yushalayim shakom staklan sham. The valley meaning Yerushalayim, because that is the place where everyone looks to. Mekarker lashon yilala. Mekarker means crying out, saying woe, lamenting. Kir v'shua, mekonein lamenting, v'zoik and crying out. Lashon hine kol shuas basimi, as it's used in Yirmiyahu, of the sound of my people crying out. Kir, again, also another word that means crying out. Kmo kiri d'rishlitas chulin, as it's used in Maseches Chulin, to mean crying out. El Hashem, Hashem is crying out literally to the mountain. But Rashi explains it means Bishvil Har Tzion Shishamim, not to the mountain, but because of Har Tzion, the place of the Beis HaMikdash that had been destroyed. Let's keep going just a teeny bit more. Mishenich Nasav Mematim Mesimcha. The Mishnah says that when Av comes, we try to lessen our joy. Amar Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav, it was said in the name of Rav. Kishem Shem Mishenichnas Av Mematim Mesimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. Just as when Av comes, we lessen our joy, so too when Adar comes, we increase our joy. Rashi explains to Mishenichnas Adar, why are we happy when Adar comes? Yemei Nisim Hai, because they were days of miracles, Li Yisrael, for Israel, Purim U'Pesach, the miracles of Purim and Pesach. Amar Rav Papa said, Hilchach, therefore, Bar Yisrael di Isli Dina, Bahari Nachri, if a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, Lishtamit Minei Ba'av, Derei Amazlei, in Av, you should try to get out of it and not go to court with him in Av, because it's a time of Rei Amazlei, of bad mazel. V'limsi Nafshi Ba'adar, but you should make yourself available in Adar and go to court with him in Adar, Debari Mazlei, because it is a time of good mazel. Now we're just going to quote some other statements of Yehuda Breder of Shmuel. L'aseis lechem acharis v'tikva, that Hashem sent us in Galus so that we will have hope and a future. Amar Yehuda Breder of Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei derav, what are these referring to? Elu dekalam uklepish, and these are referring to the palm trees and the linen garments that were abundant in Bavel that would help sustain us in the exile. And finally, one other pasuk. Yaakov says about Yitzchak says about Yaakov, behold, my son smells like the field of Sheberchu Hashem, that Hashem blessed. What does that mean? What does that mean he smelled like? Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Kareach Sada Shel Tapuchem, it means he smelled like a field of tapuchim normally means apples. Here Tosus says, some say tapuchim here means actually esrogim. Let's just see Rashi on that. Nezel b'hadeh b'arkos shalahem, you should go with him, meaning with the non-Jew, to their courts in Adar. V'nasati lechem ma'achar, I'll give you a hope and a future. I diary Yehuda la'el naked v'azel, since we quoted something in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, we continue to quote some other statements of him. The kalim, palm trees, lisparnis mehem, to be supported by them. Sheish mehem v'bavel harbi, because there are many palm trees in Bavel. Kamrim v'perakam, as we learned in the first parak of the Masechta. Ula ikhla l'bavel chaza mali tzina de tamri. When Ula went to Bavel, he saw basketfuls of dates that would grow on these palm trees. Klei pishtam, linen clothing, lilbosh, to wear. So we were sent to Bavel, where we would be easy to support ourselves, both in clothing and regarding food. Okay, and we will stop here.